Sunday afternoon, it's recording time for the podcast, and we've left our concrete floor of our last episode for the rather comfy, warmer surroundings of a local pub. And the football has just finished. We've no idea if they won or not, but we are head down, straight into the menu and down to business, because frankly, I am freaking starving.
Me blinking too. And do you know what's interesting about this menu? It's got the calories next to the food. Isn't it terrifying? Have you had a look yet?
No. Well, we should probably explain, right? Okay. So you have joined this episode for what we call the restaurant challenge. So this one's going to be a bit noisy because we are in a pub. Can't get around that. There's going to be some chinkling of glasses as a lady collects the beer behind us, the leftover beer. There's people watching football on the telly behind us, so bear with us. But the idea is, we had some messages from some of you guys saying that eating out was sometimes something that you considered a bit tricksy. And to be honest, it's one of those things that I do a lot.
Mm.
I work on the road a lot, I live out of hotels, and so I eat out quite a lot. And you know, sometimes you kind of second guessing how much you think sins really are when it goes to restaurants. And frankly, we all want to go out for our birthdays or work dues and stuff. So we're going to challenge some of my own myths anyway. Anna's way more knowledgeable than me.
But I'm so excited by this menu. I'm so blinking hungry, and there's so many food optimized choices on
it. Right, I'm going to whip out this then. So we'd have to go to the bar because we can just order on an app on our phone.
Now, this has just blown my mind that we're in a pub.
She's not been out since 1997.
No, but I really haven't. Unless it's got a soft play, I'm not there. But we don't even have to leave the table. But this has got me asking a question, though, because there's a few things on the menu that I need to talk to the waitress about.
So you're going to have to go to the bar,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the bar and ask, like, is that cooked in oil? What does that come with? What does that look like? What's added in?
Well, see, already I've lost.
Would you not do that?
Yeah, I probably would, but for an ease at this kind of place, I'm just like, give me some food, I'm hungry, how much does it cost, pay with my thumb, and off I go.
I think in here, if I go and ask if the roasted vegetables contain olive oil, they may headbutt me, though. Do you think?
Maybe. Yeah. Right, so we need to decide what the rules are for this, because we've called it a restaurant challenge, but, I mean, like, we're not doing monetary budget, are we just like, right,
okay,
you've got 15 sins and both your healthy extras.
Three of your healthy extras. Yeah.
Go find something.
Yeah, and I think it's knowing. So, what I'm thinking, and I don't know how you're thinking, is what's the best food optimized option?
Okay. I'll be honest, right? I'd just go straight for a jacket potato.
You see, whereas I've spotted about 11 other options you could take in here.
Really?
Yeah. But that will all come out at the. Once you've ordered, won't it?
Okay, right. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a pause whilst we both study the menu, and then we'll come back and discuss through our options and our choices. And then what we'll do, whilst we're waiting for our food, we'll have a little play of how many sins do we think X is.
Yes.
And then we'll try it on the app.
Yes, Claire.
Okay, right.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, Anna, I don't think I've ever looked at a menu so long.
Oh, my God, I'm so hungry. Like, I'm salivating over all the options. Are you not?
Yeah, I mean, I come to this pub quite regularly, and I have to say that I don't normally study a menu so detailed.
Oh, I always do. Always, wherever I go.
So you're saying there's quite a few options, then?
Must have 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I've written down five here.
Go on, you tell me yours.
Well, one that jumped out at me, obviously the jacket potato is obvious. And I wondered whether there are options here of baked beans, which you know don't really have protein. Tuna mayo, well, we know mayo's
they
pretty bad.
They do have protein, but just they're not classified as rich enough to have a pea symbol.
I see. Oh, it's noisy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheese, well, it ends up being loads of cheese. I mean, I've got my healthy extras, so I could blow it on that if I wanted.
Yeah.
Coleslaw, not even going to go there. Beef, chilli, sour cream, not going to go there. Five bean chilli, though, I would assume that that'd be not too bad.
Mm.
And then I've put as another option the five bean chilli, but to ditch the tortilla chips. Like, I mean, that's reasonable thinking, isn't it? I don't know
really
what's in the five bean chilli,
yeah,
but that'd be, not, I would think, not too bad.
So five bean chilli in a jacket spud, you mean?
Yeah, and then down in like the little bargain section over here, it's got five bean chili there with rice and tortilla chips. Is that 13th to you?
Oh my God, I didn't see that because I looked at two meals and I just saw all the ones that were wrong. Not wrong, but oh, spotted another one. Yeah, no, that would be a good call. We're ditching the tortilla chips. Any others before I start going through my repertoire of 7,846 meals that you could food optimise?
Okay, I'll throw a crazy one in here that we've got our sins to use if we wish.
Yeah.
Small ham, egg and chips.
Okay.
Now, yeah. I think they come normally
with... Do you mean gammon by that?
No, the one at the top here. Small Wiltshire cured ham, egg
nice.
And chips. Now, it doesn't come with veg, but you can order... roasted veg on the side,
yeah.
But it's checking that they're not cooked in oil, right?
Yeah. Or if they are, accounting for the sins that it's in. We'd say about 6 sins for a tablespoon of oil.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably get 3 chips, but
I
love
a salad you could have.
So get them to swap the chips for salad.
Or you could have a side salad, because you could send your chips in, couldn't you?
That's true.
So a portion, average portion of chips, anywhere between 14 and 17 sins.
Yeah. Two other ones, right, so one which... In Slimming World land, it probably is not allowed to be that great, but in sensible healthiness, the quinoa salad here has got quinoa, rice, avocado, which is bad on Slimming World terms, black turtle beans, pink cabbage, yellow pepper, roquito pepper, and then seeds, kale and dressing. So if I ask them to leave the dressing, which it comes on the side anyway,
yeah.
Add a protein sauce, of which here there's a couple of choices. There's halloumi, there's chicken and there's salmon.
Yeah, great calls.
I don't need extra veg.
I think the thing is, nothing is off limits. So the avocado is easily sinnable, isn't it, in there? I think the only thing to look at is the seeds. But if you've got your sins, definitely, what a great balanced meal that is. And it says under here, under 500 calories, so definitely a good call. I think just people might go into that thinking it was free, and it's not going to be free at all. But you know, you could leave the avocado and ask them to add some more tomato, I guess, if you really wanted to kind of play around with it.
Yeah,
but that'd be a really good call, I think.
And then the final choice that I have is in the bottom right again, and there's one which is teriyaki noodles.
Yes.
Now it's got the 5% symbol on it. It's 389 kilocalories. And you get the option of adding pulled chicken, but in it, it's got choisum, carrot, red pepper, edamame beans, shiitake mushrooms, soy sauce, ginger chili, garlic. The only sins, I think, would be for the crispy onion, black and white sesame seed, which I could just say, don't bother.
That'd be a really good call.
That looks pretty good, and I would get the chicken.
Yeah?
I'm thinking of that at the moment.
That looks like a good call.
Where are you at with the menu?
So there's so many things. I think where I'm actually being pulled at is a jacket potato.
Really?
Just because I really fancy one. So a jacket potato, I would go with baked beans, ask for a small amount of cheese on the side, and I've got 2 healthy extras and some sins, so I could have a sprinkle and I know I would be safe, and then get a side salad on the side. But if that's a bit boring and you kind of didn't want to go for that, a couple of other things are the skinny burger. So skinny chicken burger, grilled chicken with salad on the side, and I might ask, down here they've got 2 char-grilled mini corn on the cobs. I think I could have a little bit of more free food there on the side. Also, where did I spot it down here? Where have I gone to? Totally lost it. There's loads of 500 calorie options on here. Oh, the gammon. So going for the gammon and eggs, and having that with a jacket potato instead of chips, and asking not for the pineapple because that would be tinned and I'm allergic to it, and asking them to poach the egg. So that's just a change I would make if I wanted it. Then I looked at the teriyaki noodles as well. There are a few things in here that you may assume are slightly better than others. And the thing that really is telling you it's not is the calories next to it. Like vegetarian all day brunch. Like when you see a corn sausage, you think that's going to be your friend. Well, actually, it's probably deep fried in here, so it's not going to be necessarily a friend. Also, bangers and mash, things like that. You know, sausages, a lot of people think aren't very high, but when you've added in the pub gravy and all of that type of thing.
And probably got butter and milk and stuff, cream in the mash.
Exactly. I always go and look at the grill option, so things like a rump steak or a sirloin steak, and because they do potatoes, asking for a jacket potato, you can have that. It comes with a mushrooms and tomatoes and served with peas. But you could go and swap that for a salad. I was also thinking about kind of deconstructing the menu for them and seeing if they'd rebuild it for me. But that's the type of person I am. So they've got lots of different things like
Mediterranean vegetable pasta, like lasagna. So asking if it's cooked in-house, could they not put the cheese on the top? But I suspect that's going to be a microwavable one. But also what I've seen is that they've got a lot of other things that maybe they can make a salad out of. So like they've got roasted vegetables and halloumi. Could they put that in my salad with some chicken? So that might be another good option. When I see things like smoked salmon, could you make me some scrambled eggs and could I have smoked salmon?
They do breakfast, but yeah. It said it doesn't serve it, but they've got the ingredients.
Exactly,
in.
So could they pull it together for me? Also, they have got other things in here where you could almost deconstruct the burgers and add things in so that you could absolutely send that in if you wanted to. There was something else I saw that made me think. The creamy chicken risotto, creamy mushroom risotto. A lot of people would pick the risotto and think
that's 470 calories.
But what I'm thinking is, what have they added in? A dash of Prosecco. I like the dash of Prosecco. So all I can see here that may cost you some sins is the oil potentially that they're cooking it in. So that another one would be the fish and chips. So if you were going to take the batter off, the fish would be free. So if you wanted to use your sins, you could sin the chips, or you could go for the fish with a jacket potato and some salad and some peas. So there are lots and lots of different options that you could go for. Also, a lasagna, as my group always takes the mick out of me with, that's actually quite low in sins in terms of picking a pasta dish that was ready made for you. So you could potentially have that, it'd be well over 15 sins, but wouldn't necessarily blow it like a burger. But there are so many food optimized.
Yeah, see, I remember reading an article on the website that talked about language used in menus, and this one is very simple language, so there's not that kind of weird wordy stuff. I mean, the fact that it had creamy mushroom risotto actually just put me off instantly, because when you start seeing smothered, buttered, creamy,
to my members, it's never smothered in carrots, it's always smothered in cheese, isn't it? So looking out for those kind of things. So the things that maybe I wouldn't look at, because I wouldn't call them a good food optimized option, is things like the pizza, things like most of the burgers, the chicken and the rib combos, because they're all going to be deep fried. The pub classics, most of them are going to be really, really high sins as well. But you can see this chain has worked very hard to get a number of good balanced options on here. On the back here, they even serve fresh fruit, which is amazing. Like, to see that they've got apple, banana, blueberries and strawberries on the menu. And I think they seem really, by the way the menu's constructive, like you could go and absolutely pick what you wanted and make the menu. So
yeah,
I think there's going to be some good calls in here. Who wins in terms of sins? We'll have to see what the final order's going to be.
Are we allowed a dessert?
Nothing's off limits with Slimming Mild. Oh, what would you...
I just feel like I just want to... I mean...
You see, what I would go for a dessert...
I mean, I'd a maximum of 15 cents.
Listen.
Because that's not, then. That's
No, but there are things you could take. Like, they've got fresh fruit and ice cream.
That's not a dessert. It's not, is it?
Isn't it? Would you not see the ice cream as a dessert?
Fruit and ice cream is not a dessert.
Oh, you see, that would hit my spot because I've had something, I've taken part, and I've got a little sweet hit. What are you thinking? Because I'm looking at these things.
Well, look, even Lord, there's a mini warm cookie dough sandwich with ice cream. That's only 428 calories.
So how many sins is that going to be? Because you can use the snackulator on that basis because there's no free food. So 20 calories equals one sin. If there's no free food in it. So it's 500 calories, basically, isn't it? Or 450. So that is going to be 5. I need to get my calculator out because I can't add
it up.
Hang
on, say that again. Snackulator is
so
what?
The snackulator on the website
is one sim.
20 calories is one sim. So that's if there's no free food in it. You can use that principle. So that's 21.9 sins.
I totally do that.
Yeah, that's actually not... But that's a small one, isn't it? But then you look at the cookie dough sandwich with ice cream... And you look how many sins that's going to be. That's 35.9 sins.
That's for a big one.
Yeah, but can you see how it stacks up? If you think you've made some good choices along the way and then you go and chuck one of these in, you could add some blueberries to your pancakes for 17 calories. I love that.
So if you looked at something like the ice cream, that's going to be a lot. Look at that warm chocolate fudge cake and ice cream.
It's how many calories? 924 divided by 20.
46.2 sins.
Wow, I did not know this 20 calorie thing. You've never told me this. What kind of consultant are you?
I have, you just haven't listened.
No, you have never told me that.
I talk about it in group a lot, that you can use it for non-free food things. So it's on the website, it's the Snackulator principle, and it can safeguard you. Like,
I feel
when
like you can't say, you have to say the Snackulator.
Snackulator. Yeah, so I think there is, look at that, there you go. Bramley apple crumble with ice cream works out at 33 sins. If you swapped it to the custard, it's going to work out at 24.
Wow. So you're already cheating then, aren't you, working out this sinus?
I'm informing.
So I've decided that I do want dessert, and I'm just going to have to lose already.
Yeah.
Because I've gone over my 15 sins. Because I want that dessert.
Do
but
you
I'm
really
amazed
want
that's
dessert,
21.
Or do you want to win? What tastes better? Winning
dessert.
Or dessert?
Good, I know you're going to win anyway.
But you don't know what I picked. I might go for a big ass burger.
You know what you're having?
I'm not quite sure because I want to go and talk to the waitress.
All right, well, if you're going to go and talk to the waitress, then you're going to have to record it on your phone so we can hear that conversation.
I might not talk to the waitress. Let's see.
Right, I'm going to order mine then. You order yours.
Okay, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Anna's just gone to order at the bar because she wants to do hers in a very specific way. So I'll just tell you what I'm ordering. So I'm doing mine on the app because I'm feeling a bit lazy. Now I've gone for those teriyaki noodles. And so I know the sins, there's going to be some sins in some sesame seeds and crispy onion. But I'm having my pulled chicken added on top. Now I think that I can potentially call my sesame seeds a healthy extra B, so I'm going to hope that I can use 25 grams of sesame seeds as a health extra B, which then gets rid of some of the sins on that. I've also thrown in some of the roasted veg on the side. I just want to see whether they're cooked in oil or not, just out of interest. And then from a drink, I've gone for a Diet Pepsi, and I am going to go crazy, and I am going to add that mini warm cookie dough sandwich with ice cream for my sins. So let's just type that in. Mini. Had to put my table number in as well. I've just seen it's got salted caramel on it as well. Oh my god, I love salted caramel filling. Served later, I don't want it at the same time, do I? View basket. And then I just press the button and I'm ordered and I'm in. And I'm starving. And I hope Anna hurries up.
Hi, is it possible to order some food? Can I have a jacket potato with baked beans? Does it come with butter? I just don't want any butter if it comes in it. Can I get some cheese on the side? Is that possible? Okay, could I have the cheese put on the side? Not on it. Is that okay? And can I order a side salad with that too? Could I have a lime and soda, please?
No.
Lime and soda.
Is that a Fanta?
Large, please. Yeah, it's number 60. Thank you so much. Cheers. All I'm going to say is blinking, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. She is not going to win this. No chance at all.
Right, food orders in. So let's have a proper look at this menu then. So we've got the Slimming World app open, and then we've got the menu. And I just want to be honest, right? If I was feeling a little bit worse for wear on a Sunday, I probably want a big fat dirty pizza or a cheeseburger and chips right now. Right, so we've got the app. So let's type in a cheeseburger. Okay, and maybe I can have a little guess. So okay. I'll just open my menu because I'm trying to read yours upside down and it's pointless. Okay, so cheeseburger. Oh, Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, that's yours.
Diet Pepsi. Thank you.
I left the bar without my drink, didn't I?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, and then I thought maybe I should have brought it over.
Yeah.
Should I come and get it?
It's a competition. She's distracted. Let's have a little slurp of my Diet Pepsi. Ooh. Might make me burp a bit, though. Right. Where's my cheeseburger? Okie doke. Here we go. Ultimate burger. 6 ounce beef patty, maple cured bacon, cheese, signature burger sauce, gherkin. Served with chips and 6 onion rings. So, Anna's just coming back now. So it's, I'm just saying about the ultimate burger. So 919 calories, chips are 597, 6 onion rings, 338.
God.
How many sins do we think that's going to be?
So what's it called?
Well, let's guess first. Ultimate burger. So it's cheese, bacon with sauce, and it's got chips and 6 onion rings. Like, ballpark figure, I'm going to go with like 50.
I'll go about 60.
Like, the chips on their own, how much, like, just, I'm sure it says in a book something
like 14 to 17.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
6 onion rings, that's going to be bad, isn't it? That's going
to
be like another 15 sins.
I've not eaten onion rings in some time.
Now, the thing is that we can't tell in the app whether it's just going to be like only the burger, not the chips.
Up?
So, yeah. But the burger sauce itself is 4 sins. Now, the burger, classic burger without chips serving, is 28.5 sins.
Wow.
So that's without the chips,
the onion rings, and the rest of the burger,
and the cheese and the bacon.
I can't even. Oh, hang on, here we go. Wow, I found it. Okay, the burger without the chips and the onion rings.
Yeah.
The burger alone is 42 cents. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Cheers, thank you. Thank you very much.
Anna's just got hers.
Winner, winner. Like, salad dinner.
That came so quickly that do you think that basically you've got someone else's?
Stuck my finger right in the middle. I think it'd be cold.
Well, she went for the jacket potato. She's
not
got
inside of the salad.
She's got
amazing
beans. She's got cheese. Okay, well, yeah. What did you ask for? Less cheese, and you want it on the side?
I just asked for it on the side. And to be fair, like, I could have 80 grams of that cheese, and I would have thought that's probably 80 or a little bit less. I'm not going to put it all on, but yeah. And then
speed-wise, you've got loads.
Yeah, I ordered an extra salad. So I have got absolutely shed loads.
And you've got cucumber, red onion, tomato, lettuce.
Some rocket that looks like it's hungover. Yeah.
What are these dressings then?
So I'm looking, these dressings look really creamy, so I'm suspecting that that's about, they look half dead actually, to be fair. I would say that's 4 to 6 into that.
And that looks like quite a plentiful serving.
Yeah.
Are you going to use it?
Might have a little bit of it because I've got, yeah, because I won't be having sins otherwise.
What drink have you got?
So, I was going to say I have got sins, actually 3 sins in that.
What is it?
A lime and soda. Now, a lot of people think the lime's going to be free. It's not, because it's no added sugar lime. Sometimes I bring it in my handbag and put the sugar-free lime in, but I wasn't that coordinated today. So, yeah, that's another spot to think about that could be getting in people's way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to quickly look at, whilst I'm waiting for mine, because I ordered mine after.
So the gourmet burger, did we finish it? It was 43 sins without the chips.
You're kidding me.
Oh, hang on, it says, so with...
Oh,
thank
wow.
You so much.
Thank you.
That plate there is fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. Wow, look what I've got.
Wow, that looks beautiful, doesn't it? And the roasted veg.
It smells so
doesn't it smell
full
good
of flavour.
Yeah.
I got the chicken with the teriyaki noodles. Now, what I was thinking with the sesame seeds is that I haven't used my healthy extra B.
Yeah, so you can potentially take some of that for it.
And I've got the roasted veg.
They're a bit shiny, aren't they?
They do look a bit shiny. But I'm all right. Got my Diet Pepsi, right?
Well done.
We'll come back to this, yeah?
Yes.
Come back to it.
I think we should.
I'm really surprised. Good quality.
Thank you.
Wow.
No, he's got the ultimate burger.
Sauce. That was pretty damn tasty, I've got
that
to say.
Really good.
I've now got to wait because I have ordered a dessert, Anna.
I know.
How do you know? Thing is, have you?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go and get a coffee, I think.
Look, can we just continue this? I want to see how much a pepperoni pizza is.
Oh, yes.
Right? I'd also like to see how much fish and chips are. And then I was looking on the menu to see calories, because it's got the calories on it, and there was one that had 1,300 calories.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Look, a large vegetarian breakfast has 1,300 calories. A large breakfast has 1,475 calories. So
you'd think the vegetarian
would
be
You would, wouldn't you?
It's terrifying.
Interesting. Right, pepperoni pizza. I'm going to say, oh. What's this?
Mini cookie dough and ice cream.
Yes, please. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Thank you. Can I just say, you know, last week that you said that you your vet gave you your dog's castrated balls? Like, look at the size of that ice cream. Was your dog's ball bigger than that ice cream? Because, frankly, maybe I've not seen enough balls in my life, but that's not very big.
That's twice the size of my dog's balls.
Right, well, I'm just going to have a little munch of this whilst you work out. She's got a wrap out. She's learning how to spell.
Shut up. I'll never learn to spell.
All right, I just want to describe what I've got for you, right? It's a mini cookie dough thing. It's got salted caramel filling, and it's got a spoon of ice cream with a crap load of toffee sauce. Now, I think we'd estimated this to be 21 cents.
Can I just tell you something? Because I've just talked about the gammon, right?
Gammon?
The gammon and eggs.
Right.
And I said, take the chips off. Maybe it's like 6 sins and you'd get some oil on it.
Right.
If we took 17 sins off the chips, right, it's 35.5 sins with the chips. So what the hell are they doing to the gammon and the egg? That's what I want to know.
Oil.
But how much oil? That's a shed load of oil.
Is it fat?
It must be. I mean, how terrifying. A hot dog without chips here is 40 sins.
Really?
40.5, yeah.
Because we talk about the Christmas markets, don't we, at Slimming World?
Yeah,
and our group.
And I'll put that first.
Because Manchester has a big Christmas group.
The fish and chips is 40.5 sins. The corn on the cob without butter is free. The surf and turf scampi steak and chips, give me a guess. Guess your sins, right?
Hang on, tell me what it is. I'm too busy enjoying myself.
50.5 sins.
Wow, what was?
50.5 sins.
Surf and turf?
Yeah.
What's in it? I'm going to have a look. Scampi steak served with peas, tomato, mushroom, and you get chips or jacket potato.
Okay, something that has just absolutely fried my head.
That's
a slice of garlic bread, chia butter, with cheese. Guess the sins.
With cheese as well. I want to say 10 to 15 sins.
14 sins for one piece.
Really?
So, the pizza is not listed on here, so I'm just going to look up pizza pepperoni and see if we can get an average pepperoni.
Well,
pizza.
I'm looking at the pepperoni pizza on here and it says it's 1,301 calories. It's got mozzarella, it's got pepperoni. So, judging by your 20 calories...
Oh, no, but you couldn't use that because...
It's got something.
About 67 sins.
Why can't you use it?
Because it's, you can't take into account it could have a degree of free food in that pizza. I mean, I'm doubting there's any, but you can't use the snackulator process if there's free food in it.
Ah,
oh,
see. And so you're
talking about
67 sins for a pizza.
Yeah.
That is like more. That's 60% of your week's sins.
And then you've got a little pudding, but you add that on. And what was that? 21.5 sins.
Yeah. That's
you
like
see, you can see how.
And then if you have a glass of wine, two glasses of wine, that's a week's worth of sins gone.
And then people think, but I only have one meal.
Oh,
you can see how
God.
It makes an absolute difference.
What? And when you type in like the name where we are, what comes up with the least amount of sins that surprise you in that little list?
Oh, let me. The corn on the gob's free. You know what I want to look at? The five bean chili.
Mm.
because that might give you a clue where we are.
And the quinoa salad as well.
Yes.
Oh, it's just so good.
So, how many sins do you think the five bean chili in the jacket potato is?
Well, see, so it's not got the tortilla chips. It depends what they put in the sauce, don't they? It's going to be oil. I would have said less than 10, but...
Well, this is saying with the jacket potato, it's 11 and a half.
Really?
Now, I don't get that, because with the rice, it's only 6. So I don't get how the jacket is 5 unless they're thinking there's butter in it. So I did ask for no butter in my jacket potato, so that's maybe why.
And do they... That's the thing, isn't it? Is that having the balls to ask this kind of thing? Because otherwise, people assume that it won't come with butter, and then we're too polite
I went... I said... So I had a jacket potato, baked beans, double salad and cheese on the side. So I've got cheese on the side. I asked for no butter and added extra speed. Okay, just is it beating you?
Do you want some of this?
No, thanks. I'm not being
competitive. Like, genuinely, this is really tasty.
No, because if I get a taste of it, I want chocolate now.
Okay.
And I had my mango souffle yesterday for my anniversary. Is that a good 21 cents? Like, would you say that's worth it?
I would definitely say. I mean, this is like chunky and it's filling me up. I think sometimes, you know, like with Freddo, I could probably fit one of them in my mouth whole.
I can do it sideways.
Yeah, like those lint balls.
Jeez.
And you're like,
6
boom.
Lint balls in my gullet.
6 times 4 is 24, so that's like...
In one.
That's more than the sins of this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I try and do? I try and eat things like really slowly.
Yeah.
And chew them longer, and I like to chop my food up into small little things because then it feels like it lasts longer.
Madonna chews each mouthful 30 times. Try and chew that 30 times, you'll be so shocked.
Oh God.
It becomes like a vomit paste.
Well, thanks for that.
Mike, we're going
to
look at
the salad. Note to self, don't take Anna out for food ever again.
They agree.
That'll be a football match then. I can't get this on my spoon because I'm holding the microphone.
I'm just going to look up the quinoa salad because you said this is what you normally go for.
Quinoa salad, yeah. We know it's got avocado and it's
got seeds
and dressing. Now, I wonder if it says without the dressing. Let's find out. Can you spell quinoa?
Yes, I can spell. Oh, so that's interesting. The per serving of their dressing here is 3.5 sins.
Oh.
Yeah. Deli side salads, skinny rump steak salad and dressing, skinny... but it's not here. Look, the tandoori chicken skewers is a good one to go for. 8.5 sins.
It's got a yoghurt sauce, so...
Yeah, I've just spat my phone. The quinoa salad doesn't seem to be on here, but I'm going to say...
I'm certain it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've previously checked this.
Oh, have you? Oh, anyway. She didn't tell me that.
Do you know what? Can you type in halloumi fries? This thing that's kind of rising. You can get them in Iceland and all over different places, and it's quite a popular little cheeky choice, isn't it? And
it's
I wonder how much they
cheese,
are.
Cheese, isn't it?
Really? I mean, I'm not quite sure I'd get away with that as my healthy extra A.
Well, could you and then sin it in? That's what I was thinking.
Can you get away with it? If I said halloumi is my healthy extra A, but then maybe call it a double portion and then add some breadcrumbs and some oil? Or should I really just be saying, it's not really a proper healthy extra A, is it?
Yeah, I would steer clear of it if we're trying to food optimise, if I'm honest. If it was grilled, I'd say go for it, but I think the frying it... Oh, grilled halloumi... Go on, give me a guess. How many sins do you think the grilled halloumi fries are?
Well, it says here it's got sweet chilli sauce and it's 475 calories. So, I mean, I'd probably say 15 sins. Is it more?
Give me a guess.
Well, what, 20 then? 30?
26.
26 sins for halloumi fries. And what...
Yeah.
So it's the oil, it's the breadcrumbs, it's the whatever. Oh man.
Yeah.
So halloumi fries are bad.
Yeah.
Because you kind of kid yourself. I mean, how much chips, right? Just a portion of chips at this place.
Well, if you think a small nachos is 33.
What?
Yeah. Let's have a look.
I've just seen the big version of what I'm having. It's 38 sins.
Doesn't seem to say chip. Oh, you know your Wiltshire cured eggs and chips, 15 sins.
That's not too bad.
No.
But the thing is, you don't get any veg. What I did find with the roasted vegetables is that it did come with oil, so I should have gone to the bar and asked for it not
the
with oil.
The brunch burger without onion rings and chips is 46 sins.
Wow.
Now, this is interesting. The half-roast chicken with chips and coleslaw, 45.5 sins. Isn't it terrifying? You can't find the blinking tandoori, the quinoa salad for love nor money. A burger with chips, onion, without chips and onion rings is 42. But listen to this one. Oh my God, I think this is the highest I've seen.
I've just seen one for 55.
I've just seen 75.
Someone's scoring.
74 sins. What do you think cost 74 sins on this menu?
Is it not something like a mixed grill?
Is that your guess?
Oh, it's going to be something cured with cheese and...
A full rack of barbecue pork ribs, chips, onion rings and coleslaw is 74 freaking...
Hang on, what's in it again?
A full rack of barbecue pork ribs with chips, onion rings and coleslaw.
Wow. Yeah. 74 sins.
Yeah.
Then you throw in this dessert that I've just had.
The large one.
And a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And you are game over for your week.
Yeah. Let's talk about breakfast in here, though. Because a breakfast wrap... What's in a breakfast wrap?
Hang on, will you just hold this? I need to, like, scoop this little sauce bit.
No, she wants to lick the plate. She's licking the plate. A breakfast wrap in this particular place where we're at, and I can't see what's in it.
Move it further away.
Oh, a breakfast wrap contains a fried egg, bacon, sausage, hash brown, and cheese. How many sins do you think that is?
I'm not listening. I'm eating this.
39 sins. Okay. One thing to watch out for, because people say it was just one dessert. It's just one dessert. A millionaire's sundae is 67.5 cents. Mm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
What's in it?
The toast and butter here is 23.5 cents just for the toast and butter.
Are you kidding?
No. So you can see how...
This is why people never want to eat out when they're on Slimming World.
But look how you can make some really good calls. So I think it is looking at things like... I always go, what's free, what's free, what's free, what's a free food? So the potato's free, the chicken's free, the salmon's free, the steak's free, the egg's free. Like, what is free and how can I construct it? Because you can see otherwise you're getting into a place where... Sorry, I've just looked out the window. Can you see what time, Sue?
Oh my God, I'm just finishing my dinner and I can see a bum crack.
You've got to build a bum. Right, opposite. Jesus Christ.
Slightly hairy.
The man next to us.
Oh dear.
It's the man next to us. Anyway, so yeah, I'm always thinking, what can I have to food optimise it? Because you could see how very, very easily a meal here could jeopardise your weight loss of the week. And
I'm not quite sure that was something to cheer about.
Oh, right, that's why they screamed.
Oh,
okay.
I
makes
see.
Sense. Thank you. Oh, bless him.
Right. So. Well, so then we just got a cheer for, like, blowing all of our sins.
Yeah, so you can see how very, very easily it could go to pot if you weren't savvy with the menu.
Wow. Because, I mean, I've got to say that quite often that little voice in my head says, oh, you've worked really hard this week. Just have a treat. You don't worry about cooking tonight. Don't worry about the washing up. Just pop over, because I live around the corner from here.
You can see your bedroom, basically.
Yeah. Not quite, but...
You can see a knickers drying. What? You look on the error.
Can you?
I'm joking.
Oh, big enough. But, you know, it's so easy, isn't it, just to say, oh, I can't be arsed tonight. Yeah. I'm
and
just going to go...
I'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah, and I am terrible at this, so... Yeah, this has been an interesting thing. So, but how do we work out... I mean, really, you've won...
Of course I have.
But how many sins do you think that you've had then?
So I would say I've had the dressing, haven't I?
Which is 3.5.
Yeah, and 3 for my lime and my soda. And that jacket potato was definitely baked. There was no way it was fried. So yeah, I'd say the beans were free, the salad was free, and the cheese I think is well within my healthy extra.
Didn't have much protein though.
Yeah. but also trying to be perfect.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
No, but do you know what? You could have got a better meal than a jacket potato and baked beans. So, you know, maybe a good way to have done it might have been asked to ask for some chicken. So, I, you know, if I was really hungry, I might have had a grilled, some grilled chicken, the salad, the jacket potato, and kind of constructed it a bit better.
Yeah.
See, I'm not fearful of taking the menu apart and saying, can you make me that?
Yeah.
Because I spent quite a bit of time in America, and that's what they bloody do.
Yeah, it's true.
If they see it on the menu, they get it made.
I think I probably... Well, we know we had 21 sins for my dessert.
Mm.
I'd say that I'm going to have to count in some oil into my
thing.
Your
doodles.
So what are we going to say for oil? 4?
More than that, babe.
You reckon? More?
Your oil in your veg, I think you've probably got
I left it at
6.
The bottom, though.
Oh, right, okay. I'd probably say 6, but I think your noodles are going to be at least 10.
Really?
With the sauce... the oil.
Okay, so basically I probably could have had about 40 sins.
Yeah. But not in a... That wasn't of all the choices you could have made, 30, that was a healthy... 30, yeah, that was a healthy... I don't think that was a bad option you went for.
Do you know what? It tasted good and it filled me up and I don't feel like I deprived myself.
Yeah, and take the pudding away for a minute. That was a great meal you took. That was a good choice.
Thanks.
Yeah, no,
thanks.
It was.
Thanks, consultant.
It's nice doing business with you. But I just think it's always about kind of looking through a bit more and just not taking it at first kind of check and going, oh, this is okay, this is okay, because it might not be. And the thing is, if you are a Cinema Club member, 90% of restaurants or a generic value of it will be on the online or in your book.
Isn't that interesting? Oh, I find this very good. Right, well, this is the end of our episode. I think we're doing a listener's question one, perhaps, as our next one.
Sorry, can we just say Anna's the winner, was that right?
Anna.
Was that 2-0?
Whatevs. She's been called to probably go home now. She's going to be summoned. Anyway, if you listen to this and you haven't already subscribed, then please do, because every Monday we put out a new episode. Also, continue to leave us your ratings and your reviews, because it does make a difference in us helping reach other people who may be doing Slimming World on their own, not getting to group, so they get to find us so much. And you can always email us as well. We're slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Or pop on and join us on Insta. You never know when we're going to do one of our crazy Insta lives, where Anna's just put Daisy to bed and she's got her hair all over the place, and I've still got my headphones on from editing at home in my bed. So you never know what's going to happen. But we continue to want to get your suggestions on what are the subjects you want to cover, and we'll have hopefully a listener's question episode coming up very soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye.